Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Vonda Wright joins us right now. She put together a piece yesterday, Pittsburgh, a powerful healthcare city, but is Pittsburgh a healthy city, was the title of that. And we are delighted to have her joining us here on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Dr. Wright, thank you so much for being with us and making time for us here today. How are you?
I'm doing just great, and I'm so excited to be back in Pittsburgh. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, having done your residency here in 6 years and then being involved with UPMC and the Lemieux facility up there in the North Hills in Cranberry, I mean, this is just a big part of your life. But the piece that you wrote yesterday, and I want to take an excerpt from it, because you say research confirms that more than 80% of lifetime wellness is influenced by preventive lifestyle measures. But currently, 80% of all healthcare dollars are spent on disease care, not preventive care. It's backwards, isn't it? It leaves only 20% for us to prevent the problems, and instead, we're spending all this money solving the problems. How do we flip that script, or can we?
We absolutely can, and that's the whole point of writing something like this. And, you know, in 2018, when I was preparing to move to my next career opportunity, I was invited by a variety of Pittsburgh groups to, you know, have a swan song. And so what I chose to do was lay down this gauntlet challenge, if you want to, looking around the skyline. You come through the beautiful bridge, and there's a skyline. And as you see two twin towers really working hard, the two twin towers with healthcare names on them, working hard to serve the lives of Pittsburgh. But when you look at the data, despite being a transformational city where at the turn of the 19th century we went from industrial steel city to healthcare mecca, and we have developed in this city some of the most amazing health technology over the last 120 years. But then when you compare that to the data of how our citizens live, me and my family included, we still have multiple of our children here and who have chosen to stay in Pittsburgh, and we look and see that we still have opportunities, right? We rank 38th out of the 40 top cities in the country in terms of our overall population health. Yeah. And I see this not as a chastisement, but as an opportunity to pivot and say, can we do better than, or can we do more than just developed health technologies that are largely expended over the last 20 years of our lives for procedures, and really dig deep and pivot like we did in industry to a model where prevention, keeping people well longer, not having a health span gap, and I'll tell you what that means. It starts in grade school. We have to start training our Pittsburgh kids in grade school in every aspect of preventive care, from eating, how we spend our time, moving around, how we rest and restore. And so it takes the whole community. And that's why I challenged via a public forum such as this or the newspaper to say, listen, Pittsburghers, we're transformational. And we can do this.
You're also going to be part of a big summit that's going on at Duquesne University, the Fritzky Health Summit, with some other widely known health experts talking about how we can improve health equity, how we can transform the models of care, and also aging in maybe a more healthy or healthful fashion. And that's going to be something that's starting tomorrow and going through Saturday as well. What do you hope comes from that health summit, Doctor?
You know what? I think it's, you got to give Duquesne and all the experts, the thought leaders, they've brought in a hand on coming together to discuss this, because to pivot to a transformation of disease care to true health care from the time we're born to the time we take our last breath takes a village. It takes politicians making policies to provide access to care. It takes healthcare thought leaders to even define what integrated health is and what the minimum viable product is. It takes educating a generation of doctors to use the five pillars of health approach and not get siloed into their own little discipline. And so that's what this conference is all about, getting thought leaders in the room, putting the ideas out there, and coming out with the first actionable steps.
Dr. Vonda Wright joining us here on KDK. Before I let you go, Vonda, the question is this. I mean, you think back to the old saying that, you know, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. If you teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. I think the same thing could perhaps be true for health. We're spending so much money fixing all these problems. Isn't it less expensive to keep them from happening? Is that a good analogy, or is it just an oversimplification?
No, it's perfect. And to your point, the people we serve play a large role in this. We need to educate people from the time of grade school in the same way we've educated children about recycling and sustainability of our environment.
Right.
We can do the same thing about healthy living, and we just need to start younger. I hesitate just because there are so many stakeholders that just need to come to the table. But even the community, besides educating children, can take a part. Our builders, our magnificent builders in this community, must commit to building sidewalks in every neighborhood, access to healthy food instead of allowing food deserts to happen. It's interesting to think that you can get politicians involved with the day-to-day healthcare. But that's what it's going to take, right? Policies, building, education, you know, even using public airways like you're offering us this opportunity just to educate people about the fact that there's a different way to live, and that is a preventive health style.
Well, Vonda, you are welcome here anytime. It is a real pleasure to have you on our airways. Thank you so much for shedding some light, and I'd like to catch up with you after the summit, too, and see what came from it, okay?
Rick, thanks for having us on.
Yep, always great to have her here. Dr. Vonda Wright from UPMC. And, of course, she spent 20-plus years. She's with the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex, an orthopedic surgeon. And, again, training at University of Chicago, residency here at Pittsburgh as well, and a gifted surgeon and a real, real asset to Pittsburgh. Thank you for that. And if you missed the piece, it's in the Post-Gazette yesterday. Pittsburgh, a powerful healthcare city, but is Pittsburgh a healthy city? It's great food for thought. Need to take a quick break. We'll continue after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.